Listen, Abel's blood, when Abel was killed by Cain, do you remember that Abel's blood called from the ground for justice? But Christ's blood shed for the ungodly, my brothers, cried out, "Forgive them, Lord, forgive them." His blood cried, "Forgive my people." The first glimmer of the gospel, Genesis 3:15, was fulfilled, and Christ crushed the serpent's head. He crushed his head. He crushed his head, my brothers. He has no more power. He lost his power. He lost his dominion. And now you that are lost, he cannot keep you. You can be freed from the bondage of your sins. You can be freed from his captivity. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, but Christ will free you. You will be conveyed from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, if you will turn from your sins to Christ and bow to him. You who are in Christ, oh beloved, we have so great a salvation. It's so great a salvation. And it's happening all around us. It's continuing to happen. Christ is still saving. He's still saving. Don't ever think that just because you don't see something going on in your lost loved ones that nothing's happening. There's stuff happening. God is active. God is moving. You don't know what's going on in the minds of those that you witness to, if you talk to. God is actively doing his work. Don't ever think that he's not. I've been in the place where I was thinking God's not doing anything. God's doing something. God is always working, and he's working around his people. Father, our Father is using us as witnesses for his great name. And so the cup that he despised, oh, the captain of our salvation, let him be your hero, not these worldly heroes. The captain of our salvation took that cup of the indignation and the wrath of Almighty God. He drank it down to the bottom. He drank it down. He drank it to the dregs. He drank it all. And he defeated death. He defeated it. The third day he rose again. He rose again. The Father was pleased. And now he ever lives to make intercession for his saints, my brothers. Romans 5. Let me just finish there. Romans chapter 5. In verse 6. I'm sorry for getting so excited. I can't help it. I just can't help.
Praise his name.
Yeah, listen, it's... You know, I ask God to just help me be myself in Christ. Be yourselves in Christ. Be who you are in Christ and go out and live Christ and go out and witness Christ in the world. Listen, in Romans 5 and 6, for when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That's the category that every single human is born into. I talked to someone the other day and they said, well, you know, I've always been a Christian. And you know, you want to be kind and you say, no one's always been a Christian. Actually, they said, I've always believed in God. Well, maybe historically, but you don't believe effectually. You don't really know what you're saying. He says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. In other words, for a righteous man and for a good man, there's maybe some worthiness to die for someone like that. I think that's what Paul's saying here. But the implication is, but who would die for wretched, wicked, ungodly, worthless sinners? Well, the next verse, Christ would. But God demonstrates his own love toward us who are the ungodly, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. He bore my wrath. He took upon himself in his person the wrath that was due unto me for my sins. He was forsaken for me. He was forsaken, child of God, for you. For if when we were enemies, and listen, those that you speak to about Christ need to hear that. That's a foreign gospel in the world, because everybody talks about the love of Christ, and we should, but beloved, people need to hear the bad news. And they need to hear that outside of Christ, you're an enemy of God. You're estranged from God. You're separated from God. God is angry with the wicked. God is angry with sinners, but God loves sinners. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth not, or he that believes not, is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. And men and women, boys and girls, they love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. But everyone that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought by God. If you're lost today, if you're outside of Christ today, I compel you, I implore you, I plead with you, come to this wonderful Savior and Lord. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Saved from your sins. Your sins will no longer rule over you and bring misery into your life. Saved from your sins. Saved from the wrath of Almighty God. He that believes not, the wrath of God abides on him. Saved from your sins, saved from the wrath of God, saved from the deception, the captivity of the wicked one, Satan, saved from eternal damnation, and saved from this present evil world. Believe on Christ. We are partakers of so great a salvation, my brothers in Christ.
This excerpt is from the 2024 Men's Retreat, Session 4, The Substitutionary Sacrifice, Jesus Paid It All, by Jimmy Downing. Listen to the full series on IllBeHonest.com or our Spotify podcast.